Okay, nothing red. Good evening, everyone. This is N21LB. My name is Charlie from Staten Island in New York City. And I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on this repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the radio monitoring hobby. We talk about all the things that you can tune into and listen to or watch, from all the frequencies, DC, all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about those topics at any other time during the week. On this net, we're going to talk about who's on these various frequencies, what equipment you should be using to pick them up, how are the frequencies being used, what is coming out as far as changes, new systems being developed, any new technologies, sources of information, anything that helps to make it a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for the net. One, if you are coming in over the air, one, you're asked to go to the www.n2row.net website and find the repeater that is closest to your area. The systems are linked together. Now, being a linked repeater system, when you key up, you need to wait an additional second before you start talking. Otherwise, the beginning of your transmission will get cut off. But you don't want that to happen. So key up, wait a second or so, and then proceed to the traffic. When you check in, please give your call sign, your name, and what area you're checking in from, what town or county, and also indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions you want to share with everyone else on the radio topics. If you don't have any traffic, just say no traffic, and we will skip over you and go to the next person on the list. If you're not able to get into the repeater, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email to nydxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address to use if you'd like to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of any hot topics that pop up every so often. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so we can keep the dupes to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N20B.
WA2OKZ in Brantford with traffic.
So, 2 Echo Papa Mike, Eddie in Nassau County, no traffic. Good evening, Charlie.
Okay, so far we have WB2KTV, KC2QKS, K2GLW, WA2OKZ, and Eddie, where have you been hiding? K2ABM. Anybody else? Okay, even Bob's running late tonight. Alright, again, if you're not able to get in, our email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. Use that address if you need to be put on our mailing list or you have not seen any email from us in a while. If the server gets 3 bounces, it takes you off the list automatically. And we don't know which ones are legitimate bounces and which ones aren't. So if you haven't seen anything, just drop us an email. Let us know to reactivate the email address we have for you. Okay, first one I've got up on the list indicating traffic is KC2QKS.
Go ahead, Frank.
Just one thing that I noticed, that there is a AM Fest coming up in January. I think it was the 18th. I think it's at Briarcliff College at that page. I think it's coming, put the word out. Steve Kaufman and I went out there last year, and it was pretty nice to do some lectures. But I just happened to catch it. I think it was on the King's County Amateur Radio Club. But again, I believe it's January 18th.
Okay, Frank, well, you normally don't cover ham radio topics on this net, but I know which one you're talking about. I was a guest lecturer at that back in January 2002. And I had a little bit of everything, you know, learning, a little clubbing, a little politics, a little testing, you know, a whole bunch of different things in one time. Okay,
let's see. Ken, you're up next. W2OKZ, N2NOV. N2NOV, W2OKZ. Good evening. I know we talked about high-definition TV before. I just had a couple of quick questions, but over here on the other side of the river, across from the flagship, they opened up another electronics store called Electronic Expo. And it's been around. I've seen them up in Willowbrook Hall. But anyway, when I went in to buy something else, I got a slick salesman who was trying to sell me a television. And I'm not sure whether this guy was just so good or whether he was trying to sell me, but what... I was looking at two televisions yesterday that I was talking to, a Panasonic and a Samsung, and he was telling me that the plasma TV is better than the liquid crystal, you know, which was entirely different than I was led to believe from reading, you know, consumer reports and everything else that we get. And he said that, well, they originally got its bad name because of its life expectancy, the brightness, and now they offer a half-life of 50,000 hours. Okay, I wish I lived 50,000 more. But I did notice that the viewing pattern, when I went to different angles, was probably better on the plasma. All right. And he did tell me that, oh, you really want 1080i. And I said, you mean C? No, he said, interlaced is better than progressive. All right. So I sort of, you know, told him I would go back and think about it. And, you know, you're looking at a TV, and probably the size I want, maybe you're talking $800. And then you try and talk into a warranty, which I don't really believe in. I think they're pretty stable now, but, you know, $200 added to that. And then you got to buy a whole sound system and the rest of it. But it is getting about that time of year. And I am considering it. And I thought maybe somebody knew whether plasma was better than LCD. It also helps. Which I was very expensive. And it's 1080i versus the interlaced versus progressive. Sort of threw me for a loop. But anyway, if you know anything about it, maybe you can straighten me out. I don't want to play with it. Believe it or not, I got guests downstairs and it's pleasant to meet with us. I'm going to have to stop for a few minutes. And you went on the WAQOKZ to me.
Well, Ken, the two people probably best qualified to answer that question have not checked in tonight. And that'd be either W2SQQ or Mark, K2E&I, well, now known as NI2O. From my conversations with various individuals, including those two, I was under the impression that plasma was the one that had the problem because of the burn-in factor. But if they proved that, well, that's a different thing then. We'd have to wait to reach out to one of those two unless somebody else has something definitive. I mean, putting down $800 is a lot of money, and that $200 for an extended warranty is mostly pure profit for the store.
Yeah, what he's saying is, you know, if you have a problem, why does he? You're going to give me a year anyway out of that tat leak. And if it survives a year, it'll survive 5 years. Well, he said, you know, we'll come to your home. And, you know, that's some change. And I said, yeah, I'm looking at him. I said, yeah, maybe it's you. But you're right. I mean, I have yet to find any reference to anybody saying, hey, get the warranty. That's a good idea. The latest is anything on that. He said, hey, forget it. It's a ripoff. You know, like you said, it's just profit for them. He said, well, you have to bring it back to the store. And I said, yeah, well, that's why I got a son with a pickup truck. But the sets that I looked at, like I said, but the Panasonic looked real great. The Samsung looked real great. I mean, they're almost equal out here. It's a toss-up, you know. It's probably the cabinet design or something else that will, you know, change my mind and way to go. And the prices, well, they are a little high. This is the season, and gee, I have to buy something, so it makes a difference. Anyway, thanks anyway. If any of you guys sign in today, you're fine. If not, we'll wait till next time.
Normally tell these people when they go to the store and they want to push the extended warranty on them. I tell them about this 5-inch black and white television set that I have from 1981 from Radio Shack that also has AM and FM and runs on a bunch of D batteries. I said, I've had this set since it first came out. Okay, so we're looking at 22. And in 26 years, the only problem it had was that the rod antenna on it broke. Okay? Now, even if I could not repair it myself, which I can, I can always hook it up to an external antenna because the screw terminals are on the back. Now, if I had spent the money for an extended warranty, well, what would have gotten me? $5 or $10 part?
The last time I guess I bought a warranty, I got talked into it, and it was for one of my PDAs. And you know, you really have to read those things very, very carefully because, I mean, even standard warranties, getting about paying for it. Some of them, you buy something that's got a warranty on it for 1 year, and you only pay $10. It may say include $6 shipping and handling with your warranty unit. Some of it must be returned in original box. See, if I kept all the original boxes in my garage, I wouldn't have room for my lawnmower. And I you know, like you, I bought things that I'm sorry I never got the warranty on. But that DEA, when it finally went, it was my fault. I bumped my soldering iron and it fell on the street and melted it, so it was in the bag. Well, it's fine. I did it. I damaged it. And it was cheaper for me to go out and buy a new one than it was to return it to Palm and have them replace it. And I still got the same old unit with the same body scratches. So I agree, I regret it again. But believe me, nobody gives you nothing for nothing. I'm very skeptical. Okay, that's cool.
boxes, you can't put your lawnmower in there. You must buy a lot of stuff, Ken.
You know, I don't know what I told you, but there is a name for that disease that I have. It's called neophilia. You have to be careful how you pronounce it. Neophilia. And it was discovered in Japan, of all places. And the characteristics are the need to own the latest technological gadget.
Who was that? The audio was really low.
QKS here. How about a person who likes to have the oldest technological gadget? Is there a disease name for that? That's in it.
Oh, I don't know. Hopeless nostalgic collector. I guess I'm a little bit there in camp. While I don't get the latest things as soon as they come out, the leading edge, I'll wait a little bit. But then I also hang on to things that are older. You know, I've got a Zenith Transoceanic here. And some other older tube sets. So I guess they've got a little of each. I don't know if there's an official name for it, Frank.
I, for one, like the old camera. You know, when it comes to cars, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Volvo guy. When it comes to new gadgets, I'm not into new gadgets. I'll take the TV that's been around for a while, telephone that's been around for a while, improvements, value. Matter of fact, my cell phone, I think it's about 5 years old, and there's a special deal going on with Verizon. That you need a new phone for it. Oh my gosh, my cell phone works perfectly. I mean, it doesn't take pictures, but it does communicate from me to the next person. Why should I go get another one which may not work right? So I stick with the old one. It's a little heavier, a little bigger, it's not the razor, but it does the job. Back to next.
Okay, fine. And one of the official ways to scan and listen to that. You know, it's interesting how this ties together a little bit. This Friday is the traditional Black Friday that retailers are hoping to get their books in the black because of all the sales going on, that they get people into the store. And they get various times in the store, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, midnight. Some of them are even opening up tomorrow evening, on Thanksgiving evening, believe it or not. But one of the items that's in the Radio Shack listing as being their Black Friday specials is a crank-up emergency radio. And Tony's pointing it out to me today that, you know, it'd be a good thing to have in case of a blackout. You have it, you just crank it up and you listen. I pointed out to them, I said, you know, it says here it has AM, FM, shortwave, and television audio. Did you realize after March of 2009, the television audio has become useless to you when they turn off all the analog transmitters and make everything digital? So he started chuckling. Because he comes from England also, not too far from where Mark comes from. And he knows about the digital television that's over there. So. You know, one of those things, I said, yeah, you're going to have a whole band with it. You're not going to be able to hear anything. Okay. In the past few days, I sent out email that the fire department has petitioned the FCC to allow it to use the frequency of 855.4625 for something called AVL. And that's the Automatic Vehicle Location Service. And then into ZTE sends an email saying, let us know what actually happens, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming this is going to be just another noise slash data channel and no voice. And you're right, Ben. AVL is just going to be pure data, where the vehicle sends out data and says where it is and how it's traveled and all that, and the master console is going to collect the data from all the computers out there and plot it on the map. Think of it as ham radio AVL vehicles. And of course, all the guys in the ambulances just hate the idea. And it's sort of like the taxi cab drivers hating all that technology being put into their cabs. Well, all the city service people, because they would think of using this for buses too, you know, transportation buses, not ambulance buses. You know, the city workers just hate the idea. They say Big Brother's spying on them. Well, guess what? They work for Big Brother, and Big Brother spies on us. So of course they're going to spy on their own people. You know, for various reasons. It's not just they want to know where you are at one time, but they need to know if there's, you know, situations going on and fuel consumption and routes and things like that. You know, they have their reasons. So, don't know when this is supposed to happen, but figure in the next year or so we'll probably see some word on it. And speaking of that, the much talked about Project Yeah, the Channel 16 project, where they wanted to put all the first responders up there in conventional and trunk channels. All these channels definitely have an FCC listing for it. And there was an interesting study done by a company for the city of New York in planning it all out. So as soon as I'm able to digest what's in there, I'll send out an email with what they are seeing as the users of the new system when it does get put in place. And there's rumors that it will be ready to go come next April. Who knows? That's only, what, 4 or 5 months away. Okay, this time we'll stand by for additional check-ins. Once again, if you're not able to get in on the air, please use our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. And if you check in on the air, please give your call sign, name, location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. This is N208. Okay, it's going to be an early night then. There was a question that was brought up a few days ago about what frequencies were going to be used for the Macy's Parade tomorrow. The experiences that we've had the past few years have been that they are using a trunked radio system, an OPR, trunked radio system, out of Manhattan. I'm not sure if the transmitter site is somewhere on Empire or Chrysler Building. It's in Midtown. And these are various frequencies scattered all over the 450 megahertz band. The best bet is to go to radioreference.com and look under New York Trunking, New York State Trunking, and look for the ones that say STATCOM and SI two-way. But mostly it's going to be the STATCOM. They are linked together. So if you have a trunked radio, a scanner that can handle LTR, copy down the frequencies and the channel number order and all that and put them in the scanner. Otherwise, you'd have to take a conventional scanner, put the channels in. But the problem is that there will be other users on each channel. Now, it might be quiet tomorrow morning, so you might get lucky. But no guarantee. And also, can jump around from frequency to frequency, being a trunk system. Of course, on top of that, there are the usual public service agencies, Police Department, Midtown North and South, SOD, Citywide 1 and 2, local EMS channels for that area, also the EMS trunk talk groups. You can hear on the special events talk groups that they have on the 800 system. And I'm sure you'll hear plenty of stuff on NBC's IFB circuits, directed channels, all in the 450 and 455 hertz frequency areas. If you need the complete list of all the media frequencies, go to my website, n20b.net, and then scroll down about halfway, and you'll see the link for media frequencies. Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll just wrap it up at this point. Let you all get back to your pre-holiday dinner prepping and planning. I was surprised to hear some people tell me today that they actually prepare the meal tonight and just warm it up tomorrow. I actually like to have it fresh come out of the oven and just eat it myself. So enjoy the rest of the evening, and if you do go around to these Black Friday sales and see something interesting, you know, jump on the channel here and let everybody know. Whoever's around can also make use of that information. So 7-3, enjoy. Travel safe if you're traveling. And we'll catch you next week. This is N20, be clear.